This is the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I'm a big star, you know.
Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play ESPN New York 98.7.
This is DCR.
I'm not going to have 10, 15 years of fresh new stories. Just pretend like it's new.
No. Why don't you, at 8 o'clock in the morning, go out there and live, and instead of just going shopping and coming back with, oh, I bought new fresh ripe avocados, come back with, I was almost kidnapped on the road.
I'm telling you right now, I go 6 for 6 every single time.
That's a superpower?
Really? No bruises, perfectly good.
Big, fresh, ripe avocados? Oh, beautiful.
As if you're living. All your stories about your dogs. Why did you get them like a turtle or something?
Get the dogs a turtle? I got stories that could last forever. Have you heard of the mole people?
I want fresh. I want new.
And I want the same.
This is DCR.
I didn't want to tell you this story, but I have to now because...
No, now you have to. You have to.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Oh, what a rejoin. What a job by one RJ Santillo. 800-919-3776. Time now for some Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Some Straight Talk. That was a tough game for the Yankees last night. You had no business losing that game. You get the run, you go up 3-2, and the bullpen, which has been so good all year long, let you down in the eighth inning last night.
Yeah, not Dave, Santana got things started in that eighth inning with that double, but the ones that really hurt were those two-out RBIs by Taylor and by Dozier. Like, those were the ones that were killers, man. Like, them being able to tack on in that situation, it put the Royals way, too far out in front of the Yankees, and they just couldn't close enough ground. So, just, like, when I look back on that inning, Loizaga melted down, but it was just like, man, if we could have saved a couple of runs in that situation, if Tyler Wade doesn't hesitate throwing that ball to home, like, I just think that inning could have been a little bit different. Maybe the result of the game could have been a little different.
See, but that's another one of those situations, though. I mean, we say this all the time in locker rooms. When you're playing a team you know you should beat, is don't let them hang around. Don't let a bad team hang around, because you don't know what's going to happen. And they had so many opportunities in that game to break it wide open. Like, I mean, they did. I mean, Loizaga melted down. I mean, he wasn't good, but for the most part this season, he's been awesome. And he had a bad outing. Defense didn't help him out. I mean, LeMahieu can't make that scoop. And then, Wade decides he wants to throw home, but he double clutches. I mean, bases loaded in the first, bases loaded in the fourth. I mean, that's even in the ninth inning. I mean, you got Judge on second with one out. And then Torres, awful at bat. And then, I mean, Frazier. You're swinging a ball that's clearly out of the strike zone. I mean, I don't know, man. It's just not. You left 13 on base. I mean, these are all issues that have been a problem for the Yankees.
I got to tell you, when we played Canty Canty on Monday, and RJ asked us the question of, can the Yankees win this division realistically? And, of course, they can. But I said no because of this. Because even when you take, like, three steps forward, now you play a team with your best pitcher on the mound that you should absolutely beat and really had the game within hand, and you let it get away. That's not what good baseball teams do. And now I got to believe in Michael King? I don't know. Last night would be very frustrating for me if I was a Yankees fan.
Well, Dave, it was frustrating for me. Like, when we opened the show, I talked about how disappointing it was to lose the opening game of a three-game set against the Royals, who have the fifth-worst record in the league. So, I mean, this is a team, based on talent, that you should be able to beat. And with your ace on the mound, like, this is one of those games, like, okay, we know we're going to get seven innings of three-run ball or better. It's going to be a quality start. He went out and delivered that. You would like to think if you're turning the game over to your bullpen with a lead that you're going to be able to hang on to it. But, I mean, Loizaga didn't have his best stuff, and the defense behind him was shaky, and it created an opportunity in that eighth inning for the Royals, and they took advantage of it. It's one of those that you let get away that was totally within your control. You were totally in command. Rick talked about the record that the Yankees have when they have a lead after the seventh inning. They're 29-2. The fact that you let that one slip away, it's frustrating because you had all this momentum built up from the last two series that you won. You beat the A's over the weekend, 2 out of 3. You won 5 out of 6. It just felt like this was the perfect opportunity to keep that rolling, and now you have it interrupted by having a disappointing loss like last night.
You can only come from behind. I mean, you can only come from behind so many times. And, I mean, that's 8 of the last 10 wins are come from behind wins. That's great. That's awesome. I mean, they're showing some fight. Like, what's this team made out of? Okay, we're not going to quit. We'll battle our way back in these games. But that's, in reality, that's not what this Yankees team is supposed to be. This is supposed to be a team that bludgeons you to death.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to worry. Last night should be 7-2, eighth inning, and if I'm tired and I want to go to bed, I should be able to. That's what last night should be for the Yankees.
Yeah, but it was another game where they had a ton of different opportunities to do that and put up crooked innings, and they didn't do it. Then Bubich comes in, and she shuts them down.
That's a good name.
It was a great name. I started workshopping some jokes with that name, too. What would a ghost that talks trash say?
Wow.
That's pretty good. Tell me that's not good.
Wow. It's not great.
Wow.
What?
I mean, it's not great. Chris, am I wrong? That's not great.
You know what, Dave? It's so corny, it's outstanding.
Because
it's so corny, that's what makes it great. That's the beauty of it, Dave.
You can't see it, and that's okay. It's so corny, though.
But that's the beauty of it, Dave, because it's so corny. Like, you actually get it. Like, it makes sense. Just go with it, Dave. Stop trying to nitpick DiPietro this morning. I don't know what your attitude toward him is.
No, because I know what he wants. Because he wants you to retaliate.
I see what Dave is doing to you right now, Rico. I'm not going to let
Chris.
It happen.
He's supposed to be doing the show as the driver to get the best out of us.
Yeah.
And all he does is get the worst out of us.
Well, wow, that's not very nice.
Hey,
no, this is what you do.
You're a loser.
Golic Jr. was smart to get away from you.
Wow.
Nina Kimes, smart to get away from you. Because now you know what's going to happen. I'm going to be the bad guy because I'm going to unleash the next Twitter avatar, and people are going to get mad at me when you force me to do it. You push me to it. Really.
I push you to nothing. What you do is your own ventures, and it's costing you, and you continue to do it. Like, why you would play with fire is beyond me.
I don't think it's playing with fire. I think if anyone's to blame, it's you.
Me?
This all started
for the
Lightning. Be a nice guy.
Let's just if the attorneys argued these points, you put up the Twitter profile pic, and your team loses the next game 8-0, and now you're going to do more of it. God, you know what? Have at it. Attack me all you want.
Timeout.
Have at it.
Timeout. This all started because me being a nice guy that I am.
I said,
hey Dave, I know you're not an Islanders fan. But it's, you know, sports-wise, it's going to be an amazing experience. Would you like to come to an Islander game with me? And you spit in my face.
I did not spit. I said
you
no.
You gave me the...
You scoffed.
I said no. I didn't spit.
You scoffed
You gave me the Berman slap in the face to Carlin kind of reaction to
it. Oh, please. You're so sensitive. You said, do you want to go? And I said no. But thank you for the offer.
You didn't say thank you.
I don't remember hearing
a
thank you.
I said no chance. It's a generous offer.
I don't remember hearing a
thank you for thinking of me. But I would pass on this right now.
No, that sounds like revisionist history. I don't remember a thank you.
And then all of a sudden you start with this barrage on Twitter, and now you've raised it to levels which it never should have gotten to. And now you don't even know what to do with yourself because you don't want to relent. But even the people that are on your side are like, Rick, stop it, please. You're hurting the Islanders' chances.
No, those
you're
people
hurting
are crazy.
Yourself, Rico. That's the thing that I worry about. You're hurting yourself.
No excuses, play a champion. It's DiPietro, Canty, Rothenberg, again.
There's a storm coming. Go Lightning.
On 98.7 ESPN. I mean, he knows I can't respond because we got to go right to KJZ.
On 76.
No excuses, play a champion. It's DiPietro, Canty, Rothenberg, again.
Hey, everybody.
Go
on
Lightning.
98.7 ESPN. Such a
yeah, he's kind of he's holding you hostage in
yes.
that moment. Yeah,
well, people will see he's it. Doing it on Twitter. I do it on the show. I mean, this is what it's turned itself
Time
into.
Out. This is why those people are crazy. I made the first avatar I made was you with the number one fan saying yes, yes, yes. Huge win, pivotal game, huge win.
Yep.
So you can't blame the avatar. That's just ridiculous.
Well, yeah, but it's kind of been downhill since then.
And then you double down, and with the next one, which took it to a level that nobody wanted, 8-0 loss. The Islanders have scored 8 goals in the series. You put that out there, 8-0 loss.
Which in reality may turn out to be a good thing because all of a sudden now Lightning can't score any more goals. They blew it. That's all they had.
They're fresh out of goals? Is that what you're saying?
They're fresh out of goals. And you laugh at that. As a goalie, you're thinking that same thing. I'm in net going, no, we don't need to keep scoring. Let's save some of these for the next game. We don't need 8. Stop at 5 or 6, and we'll keep the extra 2.
I think they'll be okay.
No, you think, but you don't know. I'm telling you right now.
I don't know.
Things are going to get crazy tonight. You better watch yourself.
I pray that the Islanders lose tonight.
Now, see, but this is people need to understand this is you wishing for it, and we know you have powers. You did it with the Eagles. You screwed that up. Now you're trying to screw it up for the Islanders.
But I tried to screw it up for the Eagles, and I couldn't do it. Trust the speakers!
You're the reason why they won the Super Bowl is your fault.
Yep.
So then you should want me to do this because obviously I have powers that work against what I'm trying to have do.
No, but I think it's turned. I think it's changed now. We're like, this is now all of a sudden the other side of it, where you get to wish for things and it turns out right.
Well, we'll find out in football season.
Well, I don't know. You posted a nasty avatar of me with the license plate guy, Giants fan.
Oh, it was great.
And then you doubled down.
I got more ready to go.
Yeah, and then you double down and tweet a picture, and then I got Linda Cohn liking it. You're embarrassing me with my coworkers.
Linda's on my side. Linda loves me.
I'm going to root so hard against the Rangers next year. It's going to be sick.
Why?
Because there's no Quinny. I mean, what am I going to do? It's the only way. I mean, it's the only reason why I gave you the benefit of the doubt. Because I felt, I mean, I wanted Quinny to do well. Now,
you're a bad guy.
Gloves
you
are
really
off.
You really are. You oversleep. You missed part of the show.
I did not miss part of the
and
show.
You know what? You know why I'm a good guy? I didn't want to have to bring this to the table. I can't tell
you're
you
You're not
how
a good
many.
Guy if you've got to say you know why I'm a good guy.
All right, then I want
you're
to
not
you.
A
Forget
good
it.
Guy, Dave.
Okay, then I'll leave it at the sauce.
No, tell me now.
No. Because now I'm in a no-win situation. Now I bring it to the table, and it's like, oh, well, why would you say that? And if I don't, now no, I'm not doing it.
No, bring it to the table.
No. I want to
put all your cards on the table. I want to hear what you got to say. Come on. I thought we were transparent.
Spit it
we
out,
tell,
Dave.
Yeah, we tell the listeners everything. Let's
admit
hear it
you then. Overslept, and I'll tell you.
I did not oversleep. I've been up since 2:15 this morning. You can look at my alarm.
But you fell back asleep. You did the lie down for a few minutes,
I
and
did,
you overslept.
No, I refused to make that mistake. I actually had a cup of coffee before I finished watching the highlights and going through the game, so I wouldn't fall asleep. And then I tried to turn the machine on, and no dice.
Dave,
no
you
dice.
Knew he was up. We saw him on the Zoom.
Yeah, I was up on the Zoom, you jerk. I had to wake
him.
My poor wife up.
See, there's no way you're making your own Twitter profile pictures. There's no way.
I am up 100 arts and crafts all day long yesterday.
You couldn't turn your own machine on without waking up your wife. Now, how does that go? You wake her up at, you know, God knows, 4:30, 4:45. How does that go over?
It didn't go over well because the baby was up all night. The baby's got two teeth coming in, not one, two. Oh. So
you
he
know
was
what they,
screaming.
You know what they used to do? When babies had teeth coming in?
They used to rub liquor on it, right?
Yes. They used to rub alcohol on it.
Yeah.
They would get babies drunk.
Dave, my mother used to breastfeed me while driving, smoking a cigarette. I mean, this is things have changed a little bit.
My parents had the bench in the front. You know that? The bench in the front seat of the car?
Yeah.
I used to sit on the bench with no seatbelt.
In the middle, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or, how about this? When we used to go on long trips, I would sleep on the floor of the back.
Yep. Oh, all the time. That's where I used to go cry when my dad would say how bad I played. I would go cry and I would lay on the floor in the back seat and cry.
a little bump in between.
Yeah, but that was the only place. Like long road trip. It's me and my brother. One of us, you got to sleep either on the, you know what I mean, the back seat or the floor.
Yep.
So you pick the floor.
I think I'm emotionally broken.
I think this is the reason why.
And I was always jealous. Like there'd be that one, you know, that one kid's family that had that beautiful van.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's living.
I was like, that's style right there. Mm-hmm.
Would they have a TV in the van?
Yeah, TV, comfortable seats, like the back seat kind of like will pull out to a bed.
Yeah, you mean an actual car that's built for a road trip.
Exactly right. They show up fully rested. Meanwhile, that is the funniest thing about sports, though. If you go back and think about like when you were at your best as a kid, like the reason why you became a professional athlete because you were so good as a kid, like even up through college, and like, dude, there'll be times where you're playing, you know, two games in one day. You keep your equipment on. You're having, like, McDonald's in between games. And you play lights out. Then all of a sudden you turn pro and it's like, well, I need to make sure I get
everything's got
to
be perfect. Yes. Right? You got to have everything.
Yeah, that is funny.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
You're absolutely right.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
RJ says to me, you might want to check your Twitter. What have you done, DiPietro?
I didn't do anything. I mean, this is your fault. This isn't my fault. This is your fault.
Oh, you're a bad guy. Chris, he's involved you? Okay. How honestly at this point, how you can potentially... Actually, honestly, Chris, this is more taking shots at you than it is me.
I don't understand. Why are you... What is it about this beef that you got with Rothenberg where you got to drag me into it every single day? Yesterday, it was 2010 to Deshaun Jackson punt return. Today, you want to go with Virginia and our meltdown?
Wahoo, wah.
University of Maryland, Baltimore County? Like that's what we have to do? A team that has to iron on the numbers and the names of their players we ended up losing to?
This isn't even all that distasteful to me.
No, it's not. I don't even find this upsetting. It's just a way to find – he's finding a way to try to rope me into the beef, Dave. That's what it is. He doesn't want me to be on the sideline with my popcorn enjoying you two guys going back and forth.
Here's what I believe. And I never even thought about incorporating you because you've done nothing to me, so I wouldn't do that. And you've done nothing to him, but he, for some reason, needs to take shots at you. I think the best revenge is for you to make an announcement before 8 o'clock today that you have made your decision – and you're a Rangers fan.
No, Dave, I think I'm going to get involved with the Avatar beef.
Oh!
I think I'm going to get involved, too. I got people, and Rick DiPietro knows I got people that can handle these sorts of things. So I'm getting involved, damn it. It's going to happen. At some point today, there will be a change in my avatar where I'm taking shots at Uncle Rico. Why? Because he did the same thing to me the last 2 days when I didn't have a damn thing to do what was going on.
But, Chris, remember who's done nothing to you. I've done nothing with the Twitter. Nothing.
Just when we were about to tag team on Rick, Dave? Yes. But, see, Dave, here's the thing. This is not about you. This is about Rick and I. It's gotten personal now.
Yep.
And it didn't have to get ugly like this, but he decided he wanted to be a bad teammate.
Why are you doing this, DiPietro? What is your problem?
You started it, and then Canty jumped on board. You guys have been tag teaming me.
I didn't jump on board. I told Dave I couldn't have his back.
This is months and months of you two decide that you're going to go team Dave and Chris against Rick. That's fine. Listen, I get it. That's fine. I want all the smoke. Bring all the smoke. Bring your people. I don't care what it is.
Get Steven Jackson involved. You said you want all the smoke. Okay.
I'll grab Matt Barnes. We'll do it. Whatever you want.
You're going to get Matt Barnes?
Then I'll call Derek Fisher.
Derek Fisher.
Then I'll call Derek Fisher to get Matt Barnes' girl involved. That's what I'll do. I'll get everyone involved. You know what? Because you don't understand what I got. I got all your heads printed out in all different sizes.
Shape sizes. I got different teams, different games, different events.
Every head size I need, they're all printed out and cut out. I get whatever I want. Right. I got glue sticks. You name it.
All right.
Backgrounds.
Okay. Remember, you asked for this. You did this. You asked for this. You opened this door.
Wait.
You opened this door, Ricky.
Oh, this is terrific.
We were better than this. We were better than
this.
Our relationship was better than this. Like, we see eye to eye. The guy fried a turkey for me on Thanksgiving, for God's sake.
That was years ago, though.
And I'm starting to realize that now, Dave. It was years ago. It was a different Rick DiPietro back then. He's a bad guy now.
Let me ask you this, Chris. Would he fry the turkey for you today?
Probably not, Dave.
And there you
go. Not doing what he's doing to me the last couple of days.
He'd say, here, eat dry
white meat. About how painful those sports memories are for me, Dave. Think about that. Like, UVA, I'm a proud alum. The first time a number one seed gets upset by a 16 seed in the NCAA tournament. It just so happened to be my school.
Look at that awful defense by Canty in that picture. That's a painful sports memory.
You know what's next up? You know he's going to incorporate the Patrick Creighton one. That's not going to be far behind.
I know. I gave him ammunition, didn't I, Dave?
Yeah, you told him what bothers you. That's the thing. You open up and you're honest, and here's what he does. Guest on DCR, PRB, the Goodyear Hotline. I've taken it out of his hands. In the 7 o'clock hour, Chris, you will determine when we give the money away. The 6 o'clock hour is going to be Rick. No longer.
It should be up to your discretion, Dave.
It absolutely is now.
Yeah.
It is going to be up to my discretion. Kind of like Joe Girardi wants it up to his discretion on when Max Scherzer was checked last night. I don't understand. I really don't. They're checking these guys over and over and over. Now the managers can come out and ask for additional checks and challenges during the game?
Yeah, well, it wasn't a check of his stuff. It was a check of his hair. He said he's watched. I mean, if you listen to Girardi after the game, he said he's watched. And Scherzer was checked a couple different times before that. He said he's watched him, for the last, I think he said 10 years, and he's never seen him rub his hair the way that he rubbed his hair during that game. It turns out that, just the ball, he couldn't grip it, and that was the only place he actually had sweat to use. But, this is what baseball did it to itself, man. It's embarrassing.
But it's a mockery now. It's a joke. So here's some of the quotes. Girardi says, I've seen Max a long time since 2010. Obviously, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. I've never seen him wipe his head like he was doing tonight, ever. It was suspicious for me. He did it about four times. It was suspicious. I didn't mean to offend anyone. I just have to do what's right for our club. And then Scherzer responded, I wasn't heated at all. I was just trying to show him I have absolutely zero on me. I have nothing on me. Check whatever you want. I'll take off all my clothing for you if you want to see me. I have absolutely nothing on me. And speaking of taking off all your clothing, did you see Sergio Romo last night?
He took his pants right down.
He took his pants down.
Oh, yeah.
And for the Super Bowl, naked. fully
the word
naked,
you said is what they're naked. Doing. They're making a mockery of this thing.
They're making a mockery. Just get naked. Why wear pants?
But here's the thing, Dave, and I love Joe Girardi. I think it's a slippery slope when the manager can influence the umpires as to when they're going to check these pitchers for foreign substances. Like, I think that's something that baseball needs to shut down immediately. This is not up to the manager. This is up to the umpires who are in control of the game.
I agree.
It's to their discretion when they want to check these pitchers. The manager for the opposing team should have nothing to do with it. Absolutely nothing to do with it.
Now, if there's anything that a manager can do, maybe go up to the umpires in between innings and say, listen, I think he's going to his hair. Check that. But you can't start, you know, screaming at the guy when he's in the other dugout. That's ridiculous.
He tried to fight him.
I know. It's ridiculous. Here is Joe Girardi.
I wouldn't fight Joe Girardi.
No, you
by
don't.
The way.
No. I was about to say that's you barking up the wrong tree.
Yeah,
with
Joe
that
Girardi.
One.
Like, even if Joe Girardi was a member of the show and came at me, he would not be on an avatar. I'm just telling you that. Right.
Joe
now.
Girardi is one of those guys that we call an all day sucker because you're gonna have to whoop on him all day.
Let me see if I understand this now. You will take shots at the biggest member of the station in Chris Canty, but you'd be fearful of Joe Girardi.
Yeah, I think Chris just explained it perfectly. Because I think Tortorella's like that, too.
You got to kill Joe Girardi in order to beat him in a fight. You're going to have to kill him.
If it got heated to the point like there was physicality between me and Chris, I'm not going to win that fight. But once we had the
fight. I'm going to wear down.
Yeah, like I would try to wear him down, but then that would be it. Like the fight would be over. Like you fight Joe Girardi, one of these guys, like you think the fight's over. No. Like he's.
All day sucker.
No. I don't have the energy for that. I can't. That's not a fight I want to fight. Like, you would be in the corner sucking your thumb.
Oh, I
wouldn't
want
know
any
that.
Part of any of this.
No, none of it. Be tapping out.
Well, because I'm an adult. I'm not looking for fights.
Is there anyone at the station you think you could beat up?
Yes.
Who?
Rosenberg.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. Stop it. He was the 24/7 champ. I'm just
Stop
saying.
It.
I don't know.
Stop it. RJ?
Wow.
I wouldn't fight RJ
just
if I was
with
you.
So much confidence, RJ. I don't even understand this.
RJ has a dark side.
Oh, no question about it.
Well,
the stories from the bachelor
party. A soccer watching
dark
side is what you're going to tell me?
Yeah, he called it soccer.
It wasn't soccer. I can promise you that.
That wasn't soccer. That's him having his boys back. They weren't watching soccer in a hotel room. Stop.
Well, then why lie to us? Why not just say I can't
you got
tell
a big
you
mouth.
What went on? I can't
because
tell you.
Because you're a Yenta. You got a big mouth. You can't even. You had
me?
2 minutes. Two minutes to keep it quiet that my Comrex didn't work, and you opened the show with, oh, look, we did it finally. Rick slept in.
You did. You overslept, and now you're using the Comrex as your convenient excuse.
I wish I overslept. I was up at 2:15.
Yeah,
2:15.
And then I know what you did. I know what you did. You did the, let me just lie down for 5 minutes, and oops, all of a sudden you looked over at 6:03. It's fine. It happens. I said you shouldn't be ashamed by it.
Canty, I'd like to apologize for roping you into this.
No, don't try to apologize.
Oh, look at him. He's backtracking.
I would just like to say this. I'm happy I did it. I'm happy I did it because you entered into the fray yesterday, so I'm happy I did it. But in all actuality, it should have been all focused and geared towards Dave because Dave really is the bad guy. Now he's got us fighting between ourselves. Like, this is what he's doing.
No, you did it.
Dave didn't do this.
I didn't pit you guys against each other.
Well, he fell into it. Like, he just jumped on board with you for some reason.
I didn't fall into it.
He didn't pick
it.
A side, you fool.
Yeah, exactly.
He picked a side.
He said, I'm eating my popcorn.
Play that clip, RJ.
He wouldn't take a side.
Talking about tag teaming me. He was taking a side.
I was not taking a side.
He was not taking
a side.
When we were
about to tag team on Rick Dave.
Yeah, he said that after you put up the disgusting photo of DeSean Jackson with your head on his body.
There were men there.
Yeah, context
I knew
matters.
For Canty that wasn't his most disappointing loss. I knew it was the Patrick Creighton game.
But it doesn't mean it wasn't a disappointing loss just because it wasn't the most disappointing loss.
Yeah, but you can't be upset about it. I mean, you just kicked the ball out of bounds. What are you doing? That's
Rick,
a punter's
the game
ball.
Has a name. It's called Miracle at the Meadowlands 2. It has a name.
And then he dropped the ball, too, which is even better. Then picked it up.
See what he's doing, Dave?
No, he's an evil guy. Get your people on it.
Oh,
get your people
on
it.
We're working on it, Dave. Yes. 6:31 in the morning. We are.
That's
we
right.
Are,
wake them up. Wake them
we're
up.
We're in it, Dave. That, we're
yeah,
in it.
They might be sleeping like DiPietro now. Wake them up and get them on the job. 800-919-3776. Bad guy. You know what it is? It's nervous energy. He's so freaked out with the Islanders, he doesn't know what to do with himself. Oh, they lose tonight. The open tomorrow will be Marconi worthy.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I don't wake up at 4 a.m. to wear a swim shirt.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at DCR on ESPN.
We got the idea for the avatar. You're going to absolutely love
really?
It.
Really?
You're going to love it. You are going to love it.
I already know what it's going to be. I know what it's going to be.
What do you think it's going to be?
It's so transparent. I know what it's going to be.
What do you think it's going to be?
It's going to be something stupid like me, you know, me as Mark Sanchez after the butt fumble or something.
I've seen that one. That
you're
sent to me.
You're barking up the right tree, but that's not going to be it. It's not going to be it.
I did have a great one that was sent to me earlier today where somebody just had you sitting at a counter in a diner.
You want to go to a diner and sit up by the flat top? What is that called?
What is that called?
Counter? Yeah, the counter.
yeah, the counter. That's right, that thing. All right, here's Joe Girardi last night on requesting to have Max Scherzer checked during the game.
I've seen Max a long time, since 2010. Obviously, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. But I've never seen him wipe his head like he was doing tonight, ever, going like this, right? So it was suspicious for me. He did it about four or five times. It was suspicious. I didn't mean to offend anyone. I just got to do what's right for our club.
What do you mean you didn't mean to offend anyone?
Oof.
Basically, was calling the guy a cheater.
Yeah.
That's what he was. I mean, I don't know how that's not offensive.
Yeah, that's almost like bringing something up in a show and like teasing it, and then, you know, yelling at somebody for not inviting you to a party that in actuality was a bridal shower, not an engagement party.
Very, very similar. There were men, full bearded men at the party.
Were there men there?
This is not a bridal shower. It's under the guise of a bridal shower. You know what they did? They had the thing, and then Ange said to RJ, "Listen, if anybody gives you flack at work, you tell them it was a bridal shower is what you do. It's not a bridal shower."
I stand by you, RJ. If you want to join this fight with me, you can welcome aboard. More than happy.
And welcome aboard.
Creativity. And apparently someone was saying on Twitter that I could actually Photoshop stuff. I got to learn how to do that. If I'm going to take this to the next level, I can't be.
You're going to have a lot of time after tonight, I think.
Yeah, I can't be. See? Yeah, a lot of time waiting for game 7. You're right.
I'm trying to think now, do I want to confine it to an avatar, Dave, or do I want to go full-fledged video?
Go all in. Oh, video.
You can make videos on Twitter avatars?
Do I want to go video?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, we could go video and really ratchet this thing up a little bit, Dave.
Make it like a space journey. Like, go where no man has gone before in this battle. Let's go to Matt
Rockland. Like your thermometer. All right, listen, I'll learn how to make the videos. You want to go videos, I can do all sorts of stuff with the videos now.
Good, go ahead. You want to drop the gloves? Let's drop the gloves. Matt and Rockland, good morning, Matt.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing
Listen, Rick, I used to love you, bro, but you're starting too much stuff with Giants fans over here putting his faith on DeSean Jackson.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you.
Well, Matt, he didn't. I thought he got tackled. No.
You flip flop anyway. Loving the Yankees when they're in the playoffs. You love the Mets now.
I don't love the Yankees. I like talking baseball. Stop it.
Please let Matt talk.
What's going on with you, bro?
I don't like the Yankees.
We don't appreciate it. I'm sure Dave doesn't. I'm sure Chris doesn't. Stop.
Don't blame me. Don't be mad at me. Be mad at your punter.
Yeah, but Matt is probably for a decade plus.
You're projecting. It's not my fault.
You're bringing it back up. Matt, I couldn't agree with you more. And now I think you told RJ, right? RJ, you can corroborate if this is true. He didn't even care about the Islanders and is now actively rooting against them because of the way Rick has been acting now, right?
Yeah, I asked that guy, are you a Rangers fan or are you an Islanders fan? He said, no, neither, but now I'm actively rooting against the Islanders.
That's fine.
You see what you're doing?
No, bring it all. I want it all.
You are
bring
now
it.
Turning the world against the Islanders because of your childish antics.
That's exactly what we want. Us against the world. That's what we want.
Barry Trotz walks into that locker room. He wants to be the villain. Let's see if he can play the villain role. He wants it. We're going to give it to him. Doesn't mean we're not going to take shots, though.
I'm going to need that clip too, RJ, by the way. I'm going to need that, what Chris just said, clipped. I'm going to use it in the open tomorrow. Thank you. I'm not going to repeat it because I don't want to be saying it.
I look forward to the open.
I look forward to
this avatar, Dave. This is going
to
be great.
You're going to love that as well. I can't wait for everything. Life is so exciting now. Let's hear from Damian Woody. He feels really good about the... This is a fan. You know why, Chris? He loves his team. He goes to the games to support them, and he doesn't take shots at friends. That's a fan. That's a gentleman, unlike others on this show. Here is the great Damian Woody feeling good about the Islanders heading into tonight's game.
I've been there. I've been in this situation. Remember during when I played with the Jets, we got killed by the Patriots. I think it was like 45-3, whatever it was. We buried the game ball. We did all that. Buried the puck. Don't watch the film, okay? And we came back in the playoffs and we beat the Patriots in a divisional round up in Foxborough. The series is not over. It's 3-2. They got to come back to the Coliseum. We got it, Granny. We got this. We got it.
I mean, that's a fan.
Stop it, please. Stop yourself.
That's a guy that he loves his team. He feels a passion and emotion for his team. Yet, he's not going to take shots at other people surrounding him. That's a mensch. That's a fan, really.
I'm more concerned about the fact that ESPN now has hockey, and we're talking about, I mean, the Islanders get up is in New York City, and that's how we choose to bring up the Islanders. Interesting. All right. That's fine. I'm sure he'll be at the game tonight. I would imagine
he will because he's a fan, because he cares. He travels from far and wide.
Right?
He gets 10 minutes down the road, and you refuse to go. He's a fan. And
he doesn't have to be up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Please.
Oh, what do you mean, please?
If the Rangers were in the Eastern Conference Finals or whatever, or the NHL semifinals, and it meant that I went sleepless, I would go to the games.
No, you wouldn't.
Of course I would.
You, because you're not a real fan of it. You don't like the Rangers that much.
Stop it.
Please.
So I'm going to shave half your beard off. Stop it.
Try to paint this picture yourself. Stop
embarrassing yourself. Tom in Jersey. Tom, another one that hates you. Go ahead, Tom. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Rick, I've actually come to like you on the radio. I mean, at the end of the day, you're an Islander. And Canty, this is what they do. They've been so distracted with losing for the last 20-plus years. They just take shots at everybody.
Got it. Thank you for explaining that to me, Tom. I didn't realize that.
You got to come to Broadway. I got a lot of Islander friends, set of fans, and they just take shots at one another.
Yeah, because, Tom, you guys have been doing a ton of winning, Tom. Congrats. Yeah, you guys have been doing a ton of winning.
Look at him, Tom. He'll stop at nothing. Please. He doesn't care about your feelings.
I never said we did a ton of winning. I know what we are. We are an underachieving organization. You want to talk hockey with a real fan, I'll talk to you any day, Rick. And
well, what happened there?
I got people.
What, you killed Tom?
I got people.
Tom's back. No, now Tom's gone.
So let me get this right, Dave. We're supposed to believe that Rick has got people where he can cut off one of our callers, but he can't get his Comrex to work to start the show on
right,
time.
Right, can't wake himself up on time.
Now here we go. All right, Canty wants to participate.
No. You started with me, the other way around. Don't try to flip this around. Don't try to flip the script. You know what you did. You started barking up this tree. Now you're going to have to deal with it.
Well, maybe now if your team didn't embarrass themselves on a consistent basis.
Oh, my God.
All this material to use.
That's okay.
Oh, my God. Okay. What is the matter with you?
Okay, Dave.
Why would you do this?
It's no holds barred now, Dave. It's no holds barred.
You know when he's really crossed the line? I mean, so let's just see what he'll take shots at me, which is fine. Now you, Rosenberg, Don, when he starts taking shots at Kay, then we know.
That'll never happen, though, Dave.
Yeah.
That would never
happen. No, because he's a little sycophant. He would never take shots at Michael Kay. By the way, Michael Kay will be on KJZ at 9 o'clock this morning.
I will say, though, some of the tweets we get of pictures that these people, that our listeners are doing right now, the one with Canty is Santa Claus.
Holding you in his lap.
That is hilarious.
Little baby.
That is hilarious.
It is phenomenal. All right, it is now time. It's 98.7 ESPN's $1,000 a day giveaway. Be the first caller right now at 888-987-ESPN to score $250 cash. Again, that's 888-987-3776. Today's the final day to cash in, so be listening in the 7 a.m. hour, the 2 o'clock and 5 o'clock hours this afternoon during the Kay Show. It's all from your home for the hookup, 98.7 ESPN. Chris, you will determine when we give the money away in the 7 o'clock hour.
He has lost
that privilege
in
the 6 o'clock hour because he's a bad guy.
I hope you go 0 for 5 and stump Rothenberg.
See, why?
Because. I mean, this is what you want. This is what you're going to get.
Do you want me to get into, how far would you take it? Do you want me to get into a car accident today?
Oh, no. Now, see, this is... No.
I don't know where it stops
It's amazing
with you.
To me. How you can go from 0 for 5 in Stump Rothenberg to, do you want me to get into a car?
I don't know how far you want to take this thing. You wanted to send a vicious animal to my home.
Which God, I'm
there's so many things I could buy right now to attack you with.
See?
I don't think a bobcat is good enough at this point.
You don't think a bobcat is good enough?
No, I don't. I need more.
What do you need, like more. A rhinoceros? What are you going to send to my home?
I don't think I checked. I don't think you can get a rhinoceros.
I'm sure you know all the animals that you can get. All right, so you want me to go on 5. Chris, do you want me to do well or poorly today?
No, I want you to win, well. Dave. I'm always going to root for my teammates, not named Rick DiPietro, to get wins out here.
See?
Team Rothenberg.
Yeah. Well, because he wants to see me succeed?
Disgust me.
If you went on SportsCenter to break down the Islanders, you think I'd want you to fail or do well? I want you to do well.
Good luck, Chris. You can go over to Dave's Thanksgiving and have some microwave turkey and some box mac and cheese.
At least fun. He won't take shots at me and bring up my most painful sports memories.
That's right. I'll welcome that? You in. Yeah. I'll offer you wine. Yeah. Right? You can sleep like he did late this morning. All right, here we go. Santi, play it.
He's confident.
I have so much knowledge.
He's arrogant.
I'm a big star, you know.
He's unstable.
I'm crazy.
He's Dave Rothenberg.
You don't think I'm smart?
And now it's time to see if you can stump Rothenberg.
Stump Rothenberg brought to you by the good folks at BetMGM Sports. 800-919-3776 will get you in. Phone lines all lit up with calls ready to go. Let's bring them in. He leads us off as always. He is Andy in Merrick. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, DCR. The temperature is rising on the show, boys.
It's very, very heated and animated today, Andy.
Yeah, Dave, why don't you take your temp, see what it's at?
My name is Dave. Fine. I'm nice and cool. I'm not the one all stressed out and nervous. No. I'm fine. Go ahead, Andy. What do you got?
All right, Dave. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
The Lady Byng Memorial Trophy is presented each year to a player with sportsmanship, gentlemanly conduct, and high standard of play. Since 1990, there's been one Islander and one Ranger that have won the Byng. Name them.
This would be the last award Dave would ever win, ever.
I could be sportsmanlike.
No.
Since what year would you say, Andy?
Since 1990. One Ranger, one Islander.
I think Gretzky won it for the Rangers.
1998, come up with the Islander.
Rick, do you know this one?
Yeah, I know it, but I'm not telling you who it is.
Wouldn't want you to. I don't want your help. You'd probably lead me in the wrong direction. Did he ever get injured in a big postseason game?
And welcome aboard, David.
Pierre Turgeon.
And welcome aboard.
Oh, nicely done, Dave. Oh, nice.
Yeah, it helps when your sugar daddy's the one asking the questions.
You know, you're unbelievable. I mean, I just hit a massive home run, and you're going to beat up on that?
I want to review it. This feels more like the Luke Voit triple last night than an actual home run.
You're in all sorts of a way today, aren't you? Are you playing, or are you just going to continue to be a baby?
Yeah, well, I'm playing. I'm stumping is what I'm doing.
All right, we'll see, maybe.
All right, here we go. Yeah. Also an NHL question.
Of course.
Which I think ties perfectly into Game 6 tonight at the Collie. So Braden Point has currently scored in 8 straight playoff games. Can you tell me who is number one with most consecutive goals in the playoffs?
Gretzky?
I see you Googling. No Googling.
Oh, stop it.
See the computer screen lighting up.
Oh, you see it lighting up, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Then how come I'm uncertain of the answer? I don't know.
This is going to be embarrassing for you.
Is it? Can I?
Well, no, not because of the answer. Just because, I mean, you talk all this trash and then, boom, out of the gate, I stump you.
What do we? But this is not an easy question.
No, I'm trying to stump you, aren't I? This isn't supposed to be an easy question.
You think I've heard of this guy, right?
You've heard of him, yeah.
So this is not like 1927?
No. No, I don't ask questions like that.
Okay. Is it LaFontaine? I heard John Druce went on quite a run.
He did.
But I don't think it's him.
He was only seven.
He was seven.
Yeah, longest Capital. Goal streak. Longest
Capital.
Goal
I think that
streak.
Was 1990, John Druce.
It was, correct.
It's not going to be a Lemieux, and I think Lemieux had both Lemieux, Claude and Mario, had extended streaks, but I don't think it's one of them.
Claude had seven. Mario had a couple sevens. Had two, actually.
And you're not going to give me any sort of
no hints, nothing. No, I would have. I mean, if you were nice to me, I would have given you a hint, but I can't now. Well, it's unfortunate for you. All your minions are like, oh, Dave's going to step up to the plate. He won't let Rick stump him.
Reggie Leach.
And then there's no way that all of a sudden just comes to you without looking it up.
Absolutely,
you get
it did.
Leach.
You know what? Well, you know what? Go away. If you
that's
can't
fishy.
Give me credit
that,
for getting it right,
that's
you're
sketchy.
Amazing. So I actually get it right, and it bothers you to no end. It takes time, DiPietro. It takes time.
How do you go from having no clue to all of a sudden, instantly, oh, Reggie Leach?
Use the Google.
I have to think things through. No. You know what? If you're going to question me like this, then let's not do the segment. We'll finish it this week, and
even
then
your
we
teammate,
will put
look
it
at the,
to rest.
Look at the look on Canty's face, right? He's even confused right now.
No, I'm
he
not
doesn't trust
I'm
him.
Not
He's not confused.
Confused by the greatness of Dave Rothenberg. I'm sitting here plotting on how many different avatar ideas I can come up with.
I want you yes. checked. I want you checked. I need
you
a Stump Rothenberg expert. I want you checked right now.
You know what? This is we're going to do it this week, and then we're going to take a break. Because I don't think you're very nice. I don't think you're a very nice person.
I want your Google search history sent to me immediately. And don't start erasing it.
I wouldn't even know how to do something like that.
Oh, yeah, right.
You know, oh, you like, back, yeah.
You go to Pornhub, boom, right to history.
You know, I'm going to have you challenge me. I'm gonna move ahead. I'm going to go to Kenny in Jersey. Good morning, Kenny.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
I apologize, Kenny, for the way he's acting today.
That's all right. I got a layup for you so to make up for it.
Okay.
All right, who's the only player in NFL history or football history to win the Heisman, Rookie of the Year, regular season MVP, and Super Bowl MVP, and he's a Hall of Famer?
Give it to me again. He's been a Heisman winner.
Heisman winner, Rookie of the Year, Super Bowl MVP, regular season MVP, and a Hall of Famer.
So, it's not Tony Dorsett.
Come on, Dave. You got this.
All right, shush for a second. Give me them again. It's Super Bowl MVP, Rookie of the Year.
Yes, sir.
Chris, you think it could be Marcus Allen?
Yeah, I was thinking it was somebody from yesteryear, Dave. I was thinking that.
That's your answer, Dave?
Yeah, I'll go with Marcus Allen.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Dave, you right on.
Yes!
Nice. Nicely done, Dave. Nicely done.
That's 3-0. Look at DiPietro. He's haunted by what's happening right now. Haunted.
He told you it was a layup.
Did you know it?
That's not a layup question.
Did you know it?
Did I know it? This isn't Stump Rick. This is Stump Rothenberg.
Well, but if it's a layup, then anybody should know
it. That's not a layup question.
That's not a layup. It's a good question. It's not a layup question. How dare you? You are
I didn't say
evil.
He said it. I'm just telling you what he said.
You're evil. Let's go to Shep in Hicksville as we put our undefeated 3-0 record on the line at the moment. Good morning, Shep.
Good morning. Who is the only non-active pitcher with at least 200 wins and 7 All-Star appearances not in the Hall of Fame besides Roger Clemens?
Kyle Higashioka.
Is it Higashioka? Could that be potentially correct? No. All right. So give me this again. 200 wins. You said he's
7
not
All-Star games.
He's not active,
not
correct?
Hall of Fame. Right. But obviously not active. Yeah.
All right. Is this going to be back to like you know Three Fingers Rodriguez or something like that? Or are we going to be something?
It can't be that far back because the All-Star game didn't start until the 30s.
Oh. Nice.
Oh, touche. Take that, Rothenberg.
How about No. I was going to say Oral Hershiser, but I don't think he was in the All-Star game that many times. I don't know that I'm going to know the answer to this, to be honest with you. I don't think Tim Wakefield was.
He's going to be a seven-time All-Star?
Exactly, yeah. Seven?
Seven or more.
Seven or more. Okay.
I don't think was Schilling. I don't think Schilling was an All-Star that many times.
Schilling, he definitely has over 200 wins. I don't think he was a.
Yeah, I don't think he's got the seven All-Stars.
The seven-time All-Star either. This is a good question. How about?
Is he still? He's retired.
He's not playing.
Still playing.
And John Smoltz is in the Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah.
And Vita Blue must be in the Hall of Fame. And I don't think he was a seven-time All-Star. I don't know. That's a good question.
Is he still active?
No. How could he be active?
But there's active pitchers that have been seven-time All-Stars that have over 200
wins.
But
of course they're not going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Well, maybe it's a trick question.
He just said, he said in his question he's not active.
Oh, he said non-active.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Because Verlander's got over 200 wins in a bunch of All-Star games.
Of course it's not going to be Verlander. How about Bartolo Colon? He hasn't been a seven-time All-Star, has he?
No.
No.
Oh, God.
He might have seven different families. I don't know. I mean, he's got two for sure.
Wow.
A lot of families going on.
Wow.
How about Jamie Moyer? He's probably not a seven-time All-Star either.
I used to love Jamie Moyer.
And he had a lot of wins. I don't know. I'm going to take a guess. Halliday, but he's a Hall of Famer. I think Chuck Finley went over. I'll say Chuck Finley.
Incorrect. The answer is a guy who pitched into the mid-60s, Billy Pierce.
Well, Lloyd's son.
Yes.
Lord Hawks when they were coached by Lord Pierce.
Wow. Lord Pierce. That is tough.
Yeah, I didn't think that was a great question, if I'm being honest.
That was a tough question.
That's a tough question.
Yeah, I didn't love the question.
Do you want to take one more?
Yeah, I mean, you were doing good up until that point. You gotta take one more, yeah.
All right, let's go to Dave in Queens. Dave, good morning. You're on Stump Rothenberg.
Thanks, guys. And thank the sponsor. I didn't catch the sponsor today.
Well, it's BetMGM is the sponsor today.
It is. I thought so. I didn't want to guess. I didn't want to give free plug to somebody that wasn't.
No. Thanks. Never want to give the free plug. But yes, BetMGM is the sponsor today.
Thank them for me. Thank the BetMGM for me. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll get right in touch with them and thank them. I'm sure they're listening, so thank you, BetMGM.
They should be listening. Thank you. Who made overall the most appearances on David Letterman's show total from CBS and NBC?
What you're
most
talking about
as a
guest, correct?
Yeah, sitting next to the other big Dave in town at the time, or the biggest Dave in town at that time.
Yeah, I think Regis Philbin, I believe, is the answer you're looking for.
Yeah, it's the answer we're all looking for. You nailed it.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I have nothing left.
Hear more of DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play ESPN New York 98.7.